On the 4th of July, NASA will intentionally destroy one of its spacecraft. The means of execution? Death by comet. The mission is called Deep Impact. Its goal is to find out what comets are made of and how they're put together. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
If you were the comet Tempel 1, your holiday weekend might look like this. You're flying along at top speed, minding your own business, and way in the distance ahead you see a tiny spacecraft with maybe a little NASA logo on it. The craft releases a kind of baby spacecraft, which actually moves to stay on what appears to be a collision course. You roar closer and closer, and then, in the wee hours on the 4th of July, whack, at 23,000 miles an hour.
The impact velocity is so great that it will cause a pretty big explosion on the surface of the comet, and we expect to have a crater formed that could be the size of a football stadium.
David Spencer is Deep Impact's mission manager. He says after the collision, the mothership will take pictures, analyze the debris, and send the data back to Earth. But Spencer's most important job right now is making sure spacecraft and comet collide.
Well, if you think about going to Mars, which is several thousand miles wide, and then you think about going to a comet, which is just 10 miles across, if you think about it in those terms, it's a very small target to hit. Plus, it's moving around. It's not in a nice steady orbit, so it's a moving target, and we have to adjust to hit it.
The craft that gets hit, Spencer calls it the Impactor, carries a copper slug weighing over 300 pounds. That's so the collision packs a punch. And it has an onboard guidance system to keep the oncoming comet in its crosshairs. The total mission cost is listed at $333 million. Spencer says the team is about as confident as they can be that everything will work. They've run software tests for thousands of hours, simulations where the comet is slightly to the left or the right or spinning oddly. When you see pictures of comets, there's often a long tail stretching thousands of miles. The comet's nucleus, its heart, is relatively tiny. Deep Impact is trying to hit that nucleus, and more, it's trying to hit a spot on the nucleus that is well lit by the sun. That's for the benefit of the cameras on the mothership. Tony Farnham will be watching from 83 million miles away at Kitt Peak National Observatory in Arizona. He's an astronomer at the University of Maryland and says this is the first time anyone has really done an experiment on a comet.
If there is a crater, the way that it forms, the length of time that it takes to form, all of that information goes into what is the structure of the nucleus. Is it like styrofoam, which can absorb energy really well, or is it like rock, which shatters when you hit it? Is it like ice, which vaporizes when you hit it? There are a lot of different scenarios that have been proposed for this, and we don't know what the right answer is going to be.
The current thinking about comets is that they formed billions of years ago and contained below their surface pristine material left unaltered from the very early days of planet formation. Carrie Liss calls this stuff the barest dregs of the floor sweepings of the solar system. He's a professor at the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab. He says studying comets might help explain how Earth formed.
What we don't understand in any detail is how do you go from the really tiny material that's between the stars, the gaseous molecules, the tiny little pieces of dust, how does that stuff clump together and turn into planets? We have no clue.
One possibility is that it kind of slowly sticks together over millions of years, or it could happen more suddenly.
We don't know. And comets basically are the first step. They're baby planets. And if we understand them fully, we'll understand how all this material accreted and got together and how it started forming planets.
The Deep Impact impact should occur just before 2 a.m. Eastern Time on the morning of July 4th. The mothercraft will send back pictures shortly afterwards. There will also be pictures from the other suicidal spacecraft taken as the comet gets closer and closer just before its dutiful end. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.